One of the things that I particularly enjoyed in that final list in the book of Hebrews was that he mentioned worship. And we don't talk about that a whole lot. And I think that's extremely honorable. And that he was encouraging us to have services of worship. Yeah, I think we could do more of that. So, a couple thoughts here about honoring Jehovah and His Holy Spirit. You remember back in April, the beginning of April, we celebrated the memorial. And the memorial, of course, is linked to Passover. And Passover was one of the three national holidays of Israel. This Passover was in the springtime, and the three national holidays were always tied to an agricultural event. In this case of Passover, it was the barley harvest. But those three national holidays were also tied to some spectacular event that took place in their national history. And we know very well that Passover was tied to the great Exodus from Egypt. So Passover, the first holiday, was springtime, was the barley harvest, and it was the Exodus. The next of the major festivals took place 7 weeks later. It was called the Festival of the Weeks, for obvious reasons. Later spring, wheat harvest. And it commemorated the giving of the law covenant to Moses up on Mount Sinai. The Jews believed that it was 7 weeks later, after the Exodus, Moses went up and got the law. And to them, that was worth a national holiday. They call it weeks in Hebrew. I wish I could pronounce it, but it's something like Shavuot. 7 weeks later, 49 days. Do the math. Passover this year, memorial this year, was April 2nd. Quick, count 49 days. Who's got the answer? No, that's close, but what does Jim know? He's just an engineer. Okay, Bob Brand has the answer. May 24th. He's right. Wow. When is May 24th?
Tomorrow.
The day of Pentecost. Tomorrow. Wow. I find that exciting. I've never understood why the Bible students don't make a bigger deal out of that. The day of Pentecost. What happened on the day of Pentecost? We got the Holy Spirit. After Jesus' death and resurrection, is there any greater event? I'm not so sure that there is. Wow, tomorrow. Well, you know what? We are celebrating it. We got together in convention today. We're going to get together in convention tomorrow. That's terrific. Congratulations to the Los Angeles class for setting up this thing. Now, you're not the first, though. Okay, overseas, in England and in France and Germany, they always had conventions on Pentecost. It was also a bank holiday, one of their three-day weekends. Now, what did they do? You remember with Passover, they would have the children read certain things. They would go back and discuss the history. They made it a celebration. Now, they did the same thing with Pentecost, or the Festival of the Weeks. Now, naturally, since the Ten Commandments was given, since the law was given, they're going to celebrate the giving of the law. So one of the things that always was linked to the festival of the weeks. Shouldn't use Pentecost. That's the New Testament word, okay? We're still in the Old Testament. What the Jews did was they studied the Torah. That's what the celebration was on that event, that holiday. Study the Torah, the first five books of Moses, the Word of God. As an aside, notice they did not study the Talmud. The Talmud was the man-made commentary. Keep that in mind. That's important. They studied the Torah. Okay, what else did they do? Interesting. They also studied the book of Ruth, or the story of Ruth. They retold the story of Ruth. Why was this tied to this national event? Well, you know, it was a love story. And everybody loves a love story. Secondly, if you read the account, you'll see that Ruth went out, and it was part of the barley harvest, which was ending, and the Jews tied that, and they said that took place right before this event. So tied to the Festival of the Weeks was always the story of Ruth. So let's start our worship service by singing this song about the Song of Ruth. You've heard it before. The choruses around have done it. And there's that great phrase in there, "Wherever you go, I will go. Your God will be my God." That was said from someone who wasn't a Jew. She was a cousin to the Jews. But she said, "I will take your God." That's terrific. Okay, Song of Ruth. You'll notice on the screen, as we go through it, I've got a thing where it says women voices only, and then another section will be the men's voices only. Okay? Let's see how it works. It starts, we're all singing together. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Now, the story of Ruth happened in the Old Testament, about 1,000 years before Christ. So moving up to our Lord's Day, it's recorded in the first part of Acts, that on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this commandment. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised. In a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. And you know that as they gathered on this Jewish holiday, this miracle took place. And the earth shook, and they saw these tongues of fire above their heads. And of course, that was that first dramatic demonstration of this spirit begettal. And we believe that this has taken place individually for the entire age since this time, almost 2,000 years ago. The scriptures use the term begettal for several reasons. First of all, it's very nicely understood. Almost everybody understands the process of a birth and a begettal. So it got the message across. Secondly, one of the aspects of a begettal is a transference of traits. In other words, a little bit like father, like son. If the father is a patient man, there's a good chance the son is going to have patience. Whatever the characteristic is, the process of begettal means it gets passed down. That's the major concept of spirit begettal. We are looking at Jehovah's DNA being transferred into followers of Christ. So it's the same characteristics that exist in Jehovah are to be put into his children. So the apostles and the writers use phrases like begotten us, begat us. You come to this concept of sonship, sons of God, God's children, God's sons. So let's sing together hymn number 90 that talks about the Holy Spirit. The words will be on the screen. Influence our behavior. It can compel us to do things. The Apostle Paul was compelled to make certain trips by the Spirit. We are promised the Spirit will teach us. The Spirit testifies or witnesses what we should do. We can be kept by, stopped, or forbidden by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit reveals things, searches all things. The Holy Spirit helps us. It expresses things without words. This is Jehovah's Spirit. And Jehovah's Spirit in us can be manifested in different kinds of gifts. I like the aspect in Acts 15 where it's almost as if the Holy Spirit made the decision. It said there that it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to such and such, the action. So there's action with the Holy Spirit. Let us sing, "Guide us, O thou great Jehovah." You'll see as we go through the song, it speaks of the Holy Spirit. Originally flawless, but you have to take care of the begettal. In the scriptural history, we see that some people lied to the Holy Spirit. Others resisted the Holy Spirit. It says the letter of the law kills the Spirit. The Spirit can be contaminated. The desires of the sinful nature are not living by the Spirit. You can talk against the Spirit. You can test or tempt the Spirit. You can actually grieve the Holy Spirit. It is possible to damage the Spirit that you received. So take good care of it. We need help from the Lord in doing that. So let's have one last song. Lord, help me walk another mile.
Another mile, one more mile,
Filled with the Spirit. Luke 11, our Lord says, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Ask for it. Brother Obi, would you close with prayer?
Mighty, gracious, loving, all-wise, merciful Father in heaven, we thank you for the abundance of blessings that have been ours this day. As we draw close to you, let us draw closer still to one another, that in our fellowship we might honor your name and do your will. Bless our night's rest, Father. Be with us in the night watches as we meditate upon thy ways with us, thy gentle and guiding and loving hand in each of our lives. And Father, we thank you so much for your great gift that you have given us, even your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for the realization of the forgiveness of our sins in him. In this we rest and look forward to the blessings of the day tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.